Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free at... There's still a new number, Mark. I was still getting used to the new number when I got put in jail. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you need any help doing this radio thing, I can handle it for
now
you.
Now that you're a real professional talk show host.
Yeah, right. Thrown into the arena.
You know, it was sink or swim, Mark, and you swam, yeah. And I appreciate it.
Yeah,
you did a good job. You know, that's your problem, and I hear you're going to take a vacation soon to help get over that.
Indeed.
You should come back very relaxed, yeah. I would hope.
Just accept the things I cannot change.
855.
Partner this out of his mind.
450-3733. And who knows, I might be back in jail sooner rather than later. The city code enforcer was by today to threaten me over a few different code issues with the home. Now, I don't know. They told me when I was in the sentence that I received, because I was sentenced to 360 days in jail, and 270 of them were suspended, which means if you get in trouble again after you're out of your 90-day sentence, which I'm out of at this point, then if they hit you with some other violation of some sort, you could theoretically have that suspended sentence brought down upon you, and you could be put right back in jail.
Something to think about, right?
The thing they didn't specify, and normally it's specified, is what good behavior means. Normally it means no misdemeanors, felonies, or major motor vehicle violations, meaning that if you get a parking ticket, for instance, they're not going to go ahead and remove the suspended sentence, put you back in jail.
Yeah.
But they didn't specify, so I don't know what that means. So I put in a motion today to have them clarify what do they mean by good behavior, because theoretically a code violation on the home in which I live could be, if they're going to say that any city code violation is considered to violate the good behavior provision, then that could put me right back in jail. So the day I'm supposed to get out of jail, the city code enforcer comes by. Think that's a coincidence?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think they've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Well, actually, I know they've been waiting because he was snooping around the day I went to court as well. So, yes, the fun continues here.
It's a blast.
In the legal land world of being a visible activist that they consider to be the leader of everybody, and I guess they still think that's true, which, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. I am a leader, but it's a movement where anybody can be a leader, and nobody is obligated to follow my suggestions, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not in charge of anybody.
No, they've suggested that I be the leader.
Who has?
Folks that I have talked to in Keene that are in sort of the establishment have suggested that I be the leader of the Keeniac Free Staters.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Let's go right into
laughable.
Your phone calls here about whatever is on your mind. Actually, we've got Jason Talley checking in from nearby New York City. He's been in New York City for a little while, stopping off in Connecticut on the way back up here to New Hampshire. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good to see you on the cam, Ian.
Yes,
hey, Mark.
Hey, Jason.
So you were down for this Occupy New York thing, right?
Yeah, Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street.
I decided to spend another week up here, so I'm hopefully going. I'm going to edit the video now, and a couple days next week I'm going to be back on the scene. Ethan Lee Vita, who has been in Keene, he's actually going to probably spend a couple of weeks there, so trying to do outreach. Folks that are on
the street. Now, your cell phone connection kind of is a little spotty. I don't know if you can go outdoors and improve that, but maybe you could tell us what was the experience like? Because I just got out of jail, so my only, I guess, indication of what things are like down there is what I've seen in the mainstream media and the few snippets I've been given by people that came to visit me in jail. So it's my understanding there are a variety of people there, perhaps mostly left-leaning, that are, they have a variety of different things that they're protesting and demanding and things like that. And also within the crowd, there are probably some liberty-oriented people as well. People are camping out in public parks.
A public park specifically.
A public park?
A private park, apparently.
Really?
Yes.
So, tell me more.
It's a private park, and that's why it's really difficult for the New York City police to put people out. Because they made an agreement with the developers who own the park that it would be open to the public 24 hours, 7 days a week. So there's this loophole, which means that people can stay. They're trying different ways to get them out. They're saying sanitation is an issue, but so far they have to allow people to stay there.
Very nice. So whoever the private park owner is, obviously on the side of the protesters.
No. Again, there's an agreement with the city. I think it was like the city that forced them, the developers, to keep this space open to the public. And so it backfired on both parties, actually. So if you decide to do anything about the people that are there.
So wait, who didn't decide to do anything about it?
Well, no, there was an agreement between the city. The city kind of forced the developer to have this park be open to the people 24/7. And because of that agreement, developers can't kick them out, and neither can the city.
So this was an agreement that was prior to this whole Occupy Wall Street thing?
Yeah, it has to do with that. It's just a public park that always has to stay open to people.
Huh. It's very interesting. So what else what else did you experience while you were there?
Well, like you were saying, a lot of people believe in the state as a force for good, unfortunately. The outreach that we joined was centered on people know that it's actually the state, which is a legal fiction, that creates another legal fiction called corporations. And the real source, we should strike the root, and the real source of these problems is the state. And, you know, what the people are doing in the park, they're building a community. They're, you know, taking care of needs, and that's what we need to see on a mass scale. So, we, you know, our outreach was centered around having people be less reliant on the state and more reliant on communities and one another.
So what do you think the end game is here? I mean, how long are these people prepared to go? Obviously, the longer they go, the colder it's going to get. What do you think is going to pan out here?
I really don't know. We shall see. Some people say they're digging in. They certainly have plenty of funding. They are like giving out sleeping bags and pads to sleep on, and there's plenty of clothes, plenty of food. They're raising plenty of money. People are sending boxes. The logistics operation is great. I saw people carry just boxes and boxes of like razor blades and tampons and other things. And so, and the weather has been nice recently.
Right.
So, don't have any money, it's probably a good idea to go occupy Wall Street.
Get yourself a free sleeping bag.
Yeah, well, this movement has really turned into sort of the Democrat Tea Party.
It certainly seems like that.
They're
right?
They're funding, you know, the unions are funding it, and there's all kinds of Democrat, you know, sort of talking heads and pundits saying, "Go, yeah, this is awesome." And it's interesting. It sort of started out with, it had a more libertarian feel like the Tea Party did, and now it's turned into sort of a more mainstream party thing, it seems to me, just sitting here on the outside. What do you think?
Well, you know, that is kind of my fear. What we saw with the Tea Parties is you had all these Republican politicians jump in front of the Tea Party with their batons leading the parade, and now we're seeing sympathetic statements from Obama. I think he would be very happy to use this to usher in his second term and, you know,
this is only hope.
All right, so you're going back. What is your intention? What are your goals? I mean, like you said, you're reaching out. You're sharing with them that corporations are created by the government. They're protected by the government. I mean, is that pretty much your main message that you're trying to get out? Do you have, like, propaganda that you're handing out to that end, or are you just having conversations with people?
Well, when we headed out from Keene, we didn't have anything specific. It was Michelle Seven, who I believe is going to show up later tonight to help co-host Free Talk Live, Derek Freeman, and Ryan Maddox. We all traveled together. We grabbed actually a bunch of free Keene flyers, and so I would write my URL, tally.tv, on them and just hand them out as much as I could, especially when I did interviews with people. But basically, I'm treating everybody as an individual. I didn't like what the mainstream media was saying. I didn't care for their coverage, so I thought I would go cover it myself.
Awesome. And people can go to tally.tv to see that coverage, yes?
Yeah, we're going to have videos and photos up every day.
Keep up the good work, and keep us in the loop with what you're experiencing out there. Appreciate it, Jason, and talk to you soon. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
If you want to become a better leader, you can't focus on rules and procedures to get things done or keep things going. You must develop relationships. Why? Because the people are who get things done, not the playbook. The people are responsible for an organization's success. And for that reason, they are its most valuable and appreciable asset. Growing as a leader takes time, but it takes no time at all to let others know that you value them, expressing appreciation and taking interest in them personally. If you're in a position of authority, always remember, people, not position, are a leader's most valuable asset. Invest in them, and you'll never regret it. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind, and you may dial in toll-free. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever is on your mind, as I am out fresh from jail as of yesterday, being released early, earlier than expected. So, bonus. I sat in the third chair last night, and I guess I get to take over my main role. And you're feeling better about that, Mark.
So. Yeah. I mean, if you need any help there running the show, I think I can handle it for you.
I'm glad I could be of assistance to you.
Yeah. Have you heard that Ron Paul is now a top-tier candidate? You probably haven't, because the mainstream media is trying to black out his campaign. On October the 19th, freedom lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple in politics so big no media outlet will be able to ignore it. Join the fight for liberty and freedom today at blackthisout.com. It's blackthisout.com. I'm going to be participating in this. Ian, what do you think?
You know, honestly, I've been so busy catching up, I haven't had a chance to go. So I do plan on going because I have already contributed to Ron Paul's campaign this year. So obviously I'm a Ron Paul supporter.
Yeah,
No, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. I'm curious, Mark, because you've been pretty excited about Gary Johnson. Are you pretty much done with him at this point?
Well, it's not that I don't think that Gary Johnson's a great candidate. It's just that people didn't get on board with my idea. And you have to be somewhat fluid in these circumstances. I know I've said in the past...
He just doesn't have the message that Ron Paul does. He's not his principal. He's not going to stand out like Ron Paul.
Well, what about Herman Cain? He's not his principal either, and he's managed to jump forward.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't pay any attention to those other guys.
I don't either.
I paid some attention to Gary Johnson because, you know, he's good on the drug war issue and he's good on a few other things. So what was the website again?
It's blackthisout.com.
Blackthisout.com. And the day is the 19th?
Yes, it's October the 19th.
Okay.
So and it's not that I don't support the Gary Johnson campaign. So far I have given only money to the Gary Johnson campaign. I haven't given to the Ron Paul campaign. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the polls and trying to decide who I'm going to vote for and who I'm going to support and all that stuff. And you got finite resources, and it's just looking more Ron Paul-y than...
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Kevin is listening. Supposedly, where are you, Kevin?
I'm in Indianapolis.
Are we on WXNT in our first hour now?
No, it's just so bad right now. There's nothing on. I said, you know what? There's nothing on worth listening, so I'm just going to call into your show.
All right, well, that works.
That way I can listen.
You can listen
it,
on the phone.
So welcome back. My feeling right now is the economy is so bad. Let me tell you what I do. I'm in basically the transportation business. The big part of my business is I transport entertainers. When they come to town, I'm able to pick them up and take them to events and things like that.
You mean you're driving a limo?
No, it's not a limo. It's you've heard of a Sprinter van? They're like you can put 20 people in.
But they
nice.
Call them limos. Like, yeah, those the sort
really
of short
limo,
vans.
Though.
What's that?
It's not really a limo.
Okay.
It's not a limo is because I have access to certain areas that limos and taxi cabs do not have access to.
Gotcha.
All right. So you're transporting entertainers.
Correct. And then I also transport during the day. I use, you know, I don't want to see vehicles sitting, so I'm able to take people back and forth to the doctors, et cetera. And then also there are certain bars that will call me when they have difficult people that, you know, come get them out of the bar, et cetera. Well, no one's going out to the bars during the week. I mean, that's just dead. There's no one going to the bars during the week. And a lot of the old elderly people are really, really, they're not going to the doctor, et cetera, like they used to. So,
so you're saying people are cutting back as far as the economy is concerned?
I'm saying that the economy is really going in the tank. I mean, it's really hitting bottom. And when people are going to do two things. They're going to go out and spend money and drink, and they're going to go to the doctor. I mean, that's two things that people are going to do.
Yeah.
And when both of those aspects of the economy hit rock bottom, which they now have, you can take a serious look at, boy, we are in trouble.
Things are seriously foobarred.
I would, boy, that, and that's the best phrase you could ever come up with. I mean, beyond recognition. I mean, seriously. So, guys, I think at this point in time, grab a hold of your ankles and just hold on for, you know, dear life, because it's going to be a rough ride.
So I didn't pull this out in show prep, but there was some news story somewhere, and the Bears love their bad news, but it was something like the world economy could tank in 2 or 3 weeks was the title of this
article.
There's always something to say that, but I mean, I was like, it caught my attention this time.
And what do we have on the horizon? There is no type of industry coming around. There's nothing. You know, people, well, we need jobs. Well, what are you going to do? What jobs? I mean, legalized weed, that would help. I mean, that would start, you know, that would start the ball rolling, you know, do something like that. But my God, I mean,
you look at what the politicians are proposing, and it's all they're talking about is trying to save their budgets. They're not concerned with what's happening to anybody else, and they're not trying to reduce anything unless they're absolutely forced to by circumstance, by simple virtue of the fact that people just simply can't pay anymore. In fact, I had a piece of news tonight about Chicago jacking up their property taxes by a tremendous amount of money. There's one lady in Chicago here, just as an example. She received an $8,100 tax bill, over $8,000, up from $6,400 last year. That's a huge jump.
Yeah, that was the problem in Indianapolis a few years back, and they've got it under control. But there were areas in Indianapolis people were paying $14,000 a year in property tax on a three to four thousand square foot home. It's, you just can't live. I mean, how are you supposed to live?
Well, luckily, you know, it could be worse, right? It could be worse. We've got a lot of wealth in this country, and as things change, you know, as the economy kind of adjusts itself, bouncing back from all the meddling by the federal government, which, of course, they're still meddling. So
right. When are you going to bounce back? I mean, I don't know, man.
I'm pretty optimistic. I'm optimistic because I believe in the marketplace, and I think the market's going to carry us through whatever comes.
How's the market doing in North Vietnam or North Korea?
Well, it's pretty restricted there.
It's pretty restricted here.
I don't know if you can draw a direct parallel.
It's an argumentum ad absurdum. We use these when making examples.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I see where you're coming from, Mark. I'm not saying it's going to be easy necessarily, but I don't expect that Americans are going to starve. Okay, let's put it that way.
Probably not starve.
So thank you, by the way, Kevin, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your observations on the state of the economy out there. What are you seeing? I mean, what profession are you in? What telltale indicators or obvious in-your-face indicators are... You just can't ignore them anymore.
Is it good? Is it bad? I mean, are there people out there whose businesses are increasing? Because, frankly, Free Talk Live is going up. Now, is it because we're on more stations than we used to be? Or is it because the market, you know, I don't know. I mean, are advertisers so desperate for people to come in that they're advertising more? I don't know. But Free Talk Live is doing better.
Well, isn't there some old sales thing that says that you're supposed to advertise during a depression?
Sure. Tell that to the person with no money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a great little saying. You know, there's some anecdotal story about, I don't know, double mint gum advertising during World War II when there was no gum to be had, but they still advertised so that they'd have people's market share in their mind when the war was over. I don't know if the story is true or not. It's just told to me when I started doing sales.
I'll tell you more about what's going on in Chicago. Also, take your calls as well. Jacking property tax rates up as though people can afford this stuff. You've got to be kidding. Nobody can afford that. And this woman had a 27% property tax increase in 1 year. 855-450-3733. Bring it back. It's Free Talk Live.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys, this will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. We've got a variety of features there, including live streams, which, when our streaming computer is working correctly, will be just super. If you try to tune in this afternoon, there might have been some problems because one of our hard drives crashed in the audio server here, which the problem has been remedied. All is well. So go and listen at listen.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It's also a course for people who do have attorneys who need to keep an eye on them and make sure that they're doing the right thing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. You need to know how to make motions and call for hearings and get evidence and causes of action and objections. It's extraordinarily important. Jurisdictionary will tell you how to do all of that stuff. This is what you should have learned in civics class. And it's made easy for you. It is a 4-CD course. It's so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And, you know, you can have it and listen over the weekend. If you've got speeding tickets, you're dealing with the courts for whatever reason, you need it. Jurisdictionary.com. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. At jurisdictionary.com. When you check out, make sure to use the pull down menu to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
The number 855-450-3733 to Derek calling from Connecticut on the way back from the Occupy Wall Street protests. Hello, Derek.
Hello, Ian. I'm so glad you're free.
Excellent. And Derek, same to you as well. This is, of course, Derek, who is appearing, I guess, on Tuesday nights now.
Derek J.
Looking forward to seeing you when you get back here. I heard you guys
hear my name, by the way. I wanted to call also on behalf of Michelle 7, who would like to be there tonight but is driving.
Yeah, I heard
and
that the traffic's
so
pretty nasty out there.
So it wouldn't be safe for her to speak on the phone, but I did just want to say that amazing things are happening at the Occupy Wall Street protests, and she's going to fill everyone in when she gets there.
You're heartened by this, then?
I beg your pardon?
You're heartened by what you saw on the Occupy Wall Street stuff?
Encouraged.
Encouraged?
Oh, you like I am, it? Very much.
Okay.
Well, tell
me
why.
I enjoyed seeing that there were so many people who believe that like-minded people coming together for a common cause makes a difference.
Now, when you call the folks that
exactly
are at
the type
Wall
of people I want to introduce to concepts like the Free State Project.
Would you call the people that are there like-minded? I mean, it seemed to me, from my very far away observation, that there were quite a bit of different types of people there with different viewpoints and different goals.
Well, the differences that I saw were mostly in solutions, mm-hmm. but the people that I spoke with, I agreed with almost all of them about the problems that they identified, no matter what sort of solution they proposed to fix it. We usually disagreed about that, but I think there's a lot of solidarity in the fact that people are unhappy with the Federal Reserve and that they're unhappy with Wall Street's regulation. Whether
now,
for
that's
or
interesting
against
that,
them, that's the topic of interest.
So Mark had said, and I think I agree, that these are kind of the left version of the Tea Party, essentially. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
I don't think so. They don't seem to have any sort of organization. The Tea Party seems a little more organized than them.
Well, the Tea Party's been around for
about... The big difference that I thought was interesting that I don't hear being talked about was the difference in police behavior between Philadelphia and New York, because I attended both. I went to a rally in Philadelphia while I was down here, and the police were on the other side of the barricade. The people were in the streets, and the cops were giving hugs to people. They didn't have the
well, you broke up a little bit there. It is the city of brotherly love, after all.
Yeah, well, it's...
I think we're losing them. Hey, Derek, thanks for the call. Hopefully they'll all show up here at our studio by the end of the night here tonight, be able to tell us of their experiences in person. I think we lost his cell there.
Driving into one of those unsavory cell neighborhoods.
But saying that Philly, different vibe completely as far as the police are behaving compared to New York City.
Yeah. But, you know, I saw a sign one of the protesters was holding, and I think it was, said something like this, these cops are one layoff away from being with us, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and you never know. Of course, government workers probably the least likely to be laid off when it comes down to it.
You know, the lefties always have more creative signs.
Yes.
You ever notice that?
You're right about that.
1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We go to Canada, where apparently we actually have the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, on the air with us here. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. Good evening.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I would like to say just how excited I am to see this Occupy movement down there. It's okay. Wonderful to see all those socialists gather together like that. It's making me very excited.
How do you know they're socialists?
Well, from what I've gathered on what I get on TV up here, they seem to be socialist, left-leaning, you know, coming close to communist.
That's probably true of some of them.
I might be collectivizing them, but...
Yeah, I think you are.
It's making me very excited.
You know, that would be like me calling everybody at a Tea Party a fascist. I mean, I know that's not true. I think there are some fascists there, and I think there are probably a number of them, and I think there are a number of socialists down in New York at the other Occupy protests. But why does that excite you so much?
Well, you know, in Canada here, we love our government taking care of us. So
well, that's the
what
official
I was
line.
Hoping to do, sorry?
That's the official line, at least. I've talked to some Canadians who aren't too keen on it, but go ahead.
Well, that's why I'm coming to my next point. He's hard to get a hold of right now, Dr. Paul, but when he becomes president, I would like to propose an amendment to our free trade agreement where we can have a citizen exchange.
Meaning? You'll take all the socialists?
Yes, you know, we can do it like sports teams do, where... let's say I would give you guys a Stephon Molyneux, and maybe you guys could give me a Michael Moore.
You know, it's not a bad idea.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that seems like a good trade. Hey, thanks for the call, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's our number here.
I'd rather give him Paul Krugman.
Lisa is on the line listening in, I believe, Delaware. Lisa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. The gentleman that's on tonight at 7 o'clock talking about people that are saying, you know, how can you uproot a Mexican or a Puerto Rican family if they're here illegally?
Hang on one second. I'm a little bit confused. Lisa, point of clarification.
They're not going to know basically what's going on. But the thing is children, my children live with me until they're 18 years of age. Where I go, they go. So if they're here illegally, then they need to be sent back with their parents until they're the age 18, then they can decide what they want to do.
Lisa, I'm more than happy to address the issue. I'm just not sure what show you're listening to.
That's the point. You know,
or if you're even able to hear me.
Get some audio problems.
Yes, they are taken away from.
What's her name? Lisa. Lisa.
Lisa. From the American.
Lisa, people. Can you hear me?
They're here illegally. They don't. Have
I love calls like this.
What is going on?
They.
Maybe it's like one of those phones where. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to put her on hold. So it's not
the channel. She just keeps on talking. So she can't.
Sometimes when you're on like a speakerphone, now it doesn't sound like she's on a speakerphone, but just to give you an example, when you're on a speakerphone, it's not full duplex, meaning that the audio doesn't cross. You don't get send and receive audio at the same time on a speakerphone. So if you're yammering on a speakerphone and somebody else is trying to talk to you on the other side of it,
you can't do it.
If their level of audio doesn't exceed yours or something like that, it won't break through. It won't. You're just not going to hear the other person. So I'll tell you what. I want to talk to Lisa about this immigration thing that she's brought up. I don't know what show she's listening to. We haven't talked about that.
I don't know if she's 3 hours into the future. She said she was listening at 10.
She said the show that was on at 9 o'clock tonight or something like
10
that.
10 o'clock.
It's supposedly in Delaware.
It's 2 Eastern.
7, something. So I'll tell you what. We're going to put her on hold. We'll have the board operator talk to her. We'll see if maybe we can get her back on a different line or something like that so we can talk to her about immigration because it is an important issue. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, join us on our website, freetalklive.com, is where you'll go to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you want to help support this program, you may do so by amping for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and help us get on more radio stations around the country. We're on about 109 stations, I think, as of today. And we've come this far because of our Free Talk Live amplifiers. And you get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up. And that's one of the many things I have to catch up on here after getting out of jail, being in jail for 60 days. There's close to 200 emails in just my amp box alone.
Oh, boy.
So that's probably going to be a few days worth of just if I worked them straight, that'd probably be like a couple days worth, at least like full 8-hour days trying to catch up. So do bear with me if you've been waiting for some level of customer service as a Free Talk Live amplifier.
All that time meditating in the religious retreat, you probably should be significantly more efficient than you would be otherwise, so it won't take too long.
Hopefully you're right about that, Mark. Thank you for the vote of confidence. 855-450-FREE is the number. We continue here. We had Lisa on the line a moment ago, and apparently, according to our board operator, the problem was she was on one of those Bluetooth devices.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she was speaking, we tried to speak back to her, and it just wasn't happening. There was, like, not even a conversation. So apparently she switched phones. We are now back with Lisa. Can you hear us, Lisa?
Yes, I can.
All right. So now just to recap briefly, you seemed concerned about some program you were listening to on the radio. I don't think it was this show.
I believe it was Steve Walsh.
Okay, it's fine. Doesn't matter who it was. We'll take the issue because I think we'll take any call about anything, especially immigration. I think it's a really important issue. So you were saying basically that you thought that that immigrants that are here so-called illegally that are caught should have their kids jettisoned from the country with them. Is that pretty much what your point was?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because if I was to move to another country and my children were young, not under the age of 18, they'd have to go with me. You
sure.
See what I'm saying? They'd have to move with me. And then when they turned 18, if they wanted to move out or move back to the United States or whatever, they could do it. You know, they're over here illegally. They're taking jobs away from.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true, right? Like, some of these children are American citizens because they were born in the United States on U.S. soil, right?
Exactly. And the immigrants, they understand more than what you think because when they know that if the child is born over here, it's born a United States citizen.
Sure. Hold on. I mean, it's not that they understand more than what I think. I think they're human beings, and they're very, you know, many of them are very, very intelligent people. I don't think they're sub anything. They're just like me and you. So I don't have a language barrier. Yeah, I don't
underestimate
them.
I would, in fact, suggest that they aren't citizens, and you aren't a citizen, and I'm not a citizen either. That, in fact, a citizen is a person that has an obligation of allegiance, and that the government has a duty to protect you. And since the Supreme Court has ruled time and again that it doesn't have an obligation to protect you, then the whole agreement of citizenship doesn't exist. But I understand the term that you're using here. And so you seem to have a practical solution for getting rid of these undesirables, but it seems to run afoul of the highest law in the land, which is the Constitution. Don't you think it's a problem to kick U.S. citizens out of the country just because they might be under the some arbitrary age?
I do and I don't. I mean, I do to a point, but they know they're, okay, the parents, they come here illegally. They know they're here illegally.
A lot of times they don't come illegally. As a matter of fact, Lisa, about 60% of illegal aliens didn't come here illegally. They came here legally and their visas expired and they stayed here illegally. So a lot of times people will suggest that there was some crime committed by crossing the border, and that's true less than a majority of the time.
Well, I think all this misses the point. Really, we're kind of beating around the edges here instead of striking at the root. And what I'm hearing from you, Lisa, is that you just have a problem with people coming here, right?
No, I do not have a problem with people coming here. They can come here if they so choose. But if we have to go, say like we go to another country, they have rules and they have laws that anybody that comes into their country has to abide by.
Just to clarify what you're saying, you think that America should be more like those other countries and have a bunch of rules for people?
No, we have laws for illegal aliens. When they come over here, not saying they're not allowed to come in here. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is this: we have to follow the laws that are made for us.
Hmm.
Anywhere, whether it be here or in another country.
So do you think that there are two? Let me see if I can understand you then. So you're saying that there are too many immigration laws, too few immigration laws, or just about the right amount?
There's too few.
So you would like to see more controls on immigration. So you'd like to see, what would you like to see changed?
Okay, for one, what I'd like to see changed, if you're going to come over here and start a business, like a lot of people do, you don't get the option, you don't get the benefit of being able to open up a business and have 7 years or however many long it is of not having to pay taxes.
Are you suggesting that any immigrant doesn't have to pay taxes for 7 years? I'm not sure I understand what you mean by that.
Yeah, I opened a business. I had to pay taxes in the first 7 years.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people that I know that are around here that have businesses. They don't pay taxes for 7 years.
Then why wouldn't you just switch the name of your corporation every 7 years and never pay taxes?
They do.
I don't know what you're talking about. I frankly have no idea what you're talking about. I've never heard of this before.
I mean, usually every business is immediately targeted. Any business that opens publicly is targeted for enforcement by whatever tax so-called enforcers there are around there. But why are you so interested in taxing people anyway? I mean, what good does that do?
I mean, we're taxed.
Okay.
Are we not?
That's a statement of the obvious. We are taxed, but do you feel it does you? Do you feel like being taxed is a good thing?
I think they have too high of a tax on a lot of things.
Like the taxes you pay, those are probably too high, right?
No, I'm talking about just different things that they.
What's a good tax? What tax makes you feel good, Lisa?
What do you mean, what tax makes me feel good?
Do you have any? Are there any taxes out there?
I do live in a tax-free state, but I still have to pay property taxes. I still have to pay state taxes, federal taxes.
Do you feel like you get a good value for the tax that you pay?
I don't think the tax money, all of the tax money that people are putting in are going for a lot of the good that it should do.
Do you think that free people should be able to cross borders of free countries freely?
No.
So which part of that statement would be incorrect?
Let me rephrase that. Yes, I do, but you, if you're going to do that, then you need to do it by the book.
Meaning you have to ask permission, right? You have to beg?
Free people don't ask permission, though, do they?
No, I'm not saying beg.
Well, isn't that what getting your papers is?
If they want to come here and they want to live here like we do, then they should have to do it.
I'm not talking about they. I'm talking about you. Are you a free person?
I'm free.
Okay.
I suspect will allow me to be.
Now that's there is the crux of what I'm talking about, Lisa. And I think in order to be free, you need to advocate for the freedom of everyone. And in order to get that, we're not going to get that by saying we should be free and they should not. And
now, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying if they want to come here and live in.
Right. You already said that. I get what you're saying. You feel like that there's some hoops that the government people have put up, and you want them to jump through those hoops.
The most arduous hoops that this nation has ever had.
A nation built
by immigrants.
Right.
And frankly, the hoops only get more Byzantine as time goes by. It's a heck of a lot easier to sneak into this country than it is to pay thousands of dollars to get in here.
Build
a better life for your family so that you can feed them. And you know, I mean, that's what the American dream has been all about. The Statue of Liberty stands out there still with a poem that nobody gives a flying flip at a rolling donut, least of all Lisa.
No, I do give a flying flip.
Then say it with me. Give me your poor, your downtrodden, those yearning to be free. Give them here.
What do you mean, give them here?
Well, it's okay.
They can come here. I don't have a problem with them coming here.
Yes, you do. You said that
you want the laws to be more restrictive for them to come here.
You want the ones that are here to leave. You want all kinds of hoops to be put up for these poor people, mostly poor people that want to come here and make a better life for themselves. And I thank you, Lisa, for the call. I appreciate the discussion. It's always an important issue, I think, because people just don't understand. They don't get it. If you want to control immigration, then you're going to have a total police state. And that means that you're going to be controlled, too.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free.
Emma Lazarus.
Yeah.
A New Colossus. More coming up here. Hour 2's next. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.